But it is your last show today in Mackay, John, and we're very sad to see you go here. So many people got so many fun memories that they have had with you. Lance has given us a call on 13, 12, 16. What's your most memorable moment with John?
Oh, look, the day he did the most amazing thing for the entire community. He put the call out that got the East Point flasher removed off the beach.
Oh, that is some real work.
And I've had 2 years of no flasher. There's been no flashes down there. No naked grungy old man. It's been fantastic.
Fantastic.
He's made the beach safe again for Mackay.
Oh, yeah. Look, I wasn't prepared to actually get up close and personal with the East Point flasher, but fortunately there are enough people that identified him and he was taken off the beaches, that seedy guy.
It was. And look, not only that, you've helped clean up the beaches. Remember Beanbag Lady down at Lake
Point?
Yeah,
I do remember that.
You were there onto that?
Yeah. Cleaning up those little bits of foam.
Yeah.
They went everywhere.
Look, well,
so you've got the secret hidden powers there you didn't know about.
Well, that's a good, all of that stuff is a good memory, Lance, and thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah. No worries. Travel safely, Jono. See you, mate.
Thank you, lad. See you, mate.
Bye.
Good morning, Crystal.
How you going, Jono?
I'm all right. It's becoming very real now.
I thought it'd be only fitting if I called on your last day, seeing as I ring almost every other.
Yes, yes. Thanks for calling, Crystal.
Yeah, you're always great to talk to, Crystal. We love talking to you.
Yeah. Keep calling, though.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I had to ring up and say a special thanks to Jono because, dude, you gave me Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh.
How could I not say thank you for that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, you're right.
Good on you,
John. It is
a good
thing you called in.
Yeah, and I technically kind of didn't deserve them because it was meant to be for, you know, a lot of weddings you'd been to and I hadn't been to any.
You deserve them. You deserve them
as much as
any of our listeners would ever deserve some Krispy Kreme donuts. So
I think so. I think everyone deserves a good Krispy Kreme.
Well,
so thank you.
That's also true. But no, Crystal, always has been fun to talk with you. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the best. And I know Rach loves chatting with you.
Yeah, definitely.
And everyone else, for that matter,
Crystal,
who calls up. It's the best thing about this job, honestly.
Absolutely. Getting to talk to people.
Yeah, it's the greatest. So thank you, Crystal. That's appreciate it.
Awesome. Good luck in the future, Jono.
Thanks, Crystal. Bye.
Bye.
There we are.
And we've had, this morning's been full of surprises,
which has
been great. And, the latest surprise is Jay and Dave from Triple M have dropped in. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see you. We don't usually
Thanks
have you in here
in.
Very often.
Yeah, we're not used to having listeners on our station, so.
Oh, you've got plenty of those.
The only time we come in here is that we're usually playing pranks on you.
Yes, that's true. Scaring
you're really into spooking Rach, which, by the way, is very easy to do. So can you promise me when I'm gone that you'll continue that trend?
Oh, mate, it's guaranteed.
For you, absolutely.
She's not going to make it to 40, I reckon. Her heart will be ripped.
Her heart will be out.
Yeah.
Well, mate, best of luck with the future. We're going to miss seeing you around the place, and I don't think a lot of people knew that when you first moved to town, you and I lived together for
a
little while.
We did, in your place at Rural View. You're still there?
Yeah, still there.
And your exact address, to be precise,
Jono couldn't get out of there fast enough.
But best of luck, mate. You've been an absolute joy for us. I mean, you know, both radio stations, we're not really rivals because we appeal to different demographics, but...
Well, not many people might... Well, not everyone, I guess, realises that we're
in the same building.
When the shows end, we're hanging out.
We watch each other do our breakfast shows,
which
is kind of weird, but best of luck with the future, mate. We're going to miss seeing you around the place, that's for sure.
Yeah, look, thank you so much to you guys. It's been a real pleasure working with you guys, and you guys do a great job next door, and all the best to you guys too. It's been a real pleasure. Like, there's so many great people in this in this office and workplace, which we'll, I'll make mention of next, but... Yeah, thanks a lot,
Are
guys.
You
I'm gibbering now.
Are you
No, I'm not. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well,
give
it time. I feel like this is a fail then, because I was hoping you would. Best luck, mate.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Dave. Thank you very much, guys.
Working with John has been an absolute pleasure, but I've only worked with you for 12 months. Somebody that spent a lot of time with you and has a lot of memories with you is, of course, the wonderful Courtney, and she joins us on the line right now. Thanks for joining us, Corto.
Good morning, good morning. I can't believe this day has come.
I know.
This is a bit much. This is a bit much for me.
I know. It's a bit emotional. You've been around. I've been part of Mackay for so damn long now.
Yeah, you're reminding me how old I am, Courtney.
I know. Now, Cordo, you're spending so much time with John. Any standout memorable moments that you wanna tell us all about?
Oh, dear.
Now, I have been thinking about this, and I could go on for hours, to be honest.
No.
But my favourite moment of all time, that I still bring this story up with my friends.
I know what this is.
was when John came to me, and he told me about what had happened on the weekend. Now, he only just lived in Mackay for a short amount of time and moved in with a new group of friends. And he went out for a couple of drinks with his mates, came back that night, noticing his friends, or his housemates, had done a bit of moving the furniture around in his house.
Yeah.
But he was like, yeah, whatever, that's fine. Walked into his bedroom. Yep, bedroom's been moved. That's all right, I'm going to sleep. Wakes up in the morning and goes, yes, something's not right here. Walks out to the kitchen, and there's a family. A dad on the lounge, mum in the kitchen, a couple of kids running around. John slept the night at his neighbour's house. Walked on in the whole night at the neighbour's house. And the best part of the story is on Monday when he was telling me, the lady actually rang up and was like, yep, that was my house. John walked into somebody else's house, slept there the night, and just was so lucky that whoever's bedroom he's sleeping
in
wasn't home that night.
Oh, my God.
It only dawned on me after the fact how bad that really could have been.
That
and, you know,
be
there was
terrible.
Little kids sleeping in another room. And
yeah.
Just to stress, like, the design of the house of my neighbours was exactly the same floor plan as mine.
So,
and their front door just happened to be open from when they'd taken the bins out for bin night. So I just strolled in. And,
oh, my God.
Obviously, you know, somebody who maybe was completely sober would have noticed these things. But
Minor details.
And the best part of the story, he walks out just in his jocks, like, yeah, something's not right.
Walked
here
into the kitchen in my underpants.
That is amazing.
Pants over shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, who does that?
That
who
is out
that?
Of control. Yeah, many, many Monday morning stories I will miss from John.
Yeah, if somebody,
not as good as that one, though.
That's a story only familiar to real long-time listeners, that one.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
Well, look, thank you for sharing that story, I guess, Courtney.
It's going to haunt you forever. But look, you're going to be really, really missed. You know, I'm going to miss you. I love our weekly catch-ups. And we wish you all the best in your next adventures.
Thank you, Courtney. You're a great friend.
Thanks,
I mean
John.
That.
Enjoy, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. But it is, unfortunately, John's last show today in Mackay. So to celebrate, we're having a look back at some of our favourite moments. One moment in particular was when we won our survey and we decided that we'd go out and celebrate that night.
You celebrate.
Your wins. Yeah. We were kind of regretting it the next day, though.
We were celebrating that. We're at Magpies yesterday, which is not far around the corner from where we live. We're having a few drinks.
We were. It was great.
And it went on.
And on.
And it went on.
And on.
And on.
And on.
And then we went home. And then we went home. I walked home because I was only a walk away. And your partner, Kyle, picked you up and drove home.
Yeah.
And then you messaged me and said, hey, come round. Let's continue.
That was not smart. That was not
maybe,
a good idea.
Maybe not. But I said,
I forgot I even texted you that.
Yeah, and then I was with my roommate, Elliot. We were sitting down having a drink, and we said, yeah, what the hell? We'll just get a taxi and we'll go around to Rachel's place. And so we did. And did I enter with style?
Oh, God, yeah. All I hear is this music coming. I've forgotten that I've even texted him to come over. So I'm just sitting there in my pajamas, and then I hear this sound effect coming. This sound effect coming up the stairs. I'm like, what on earth? I open the door to this, and John just walks in with a boombox on his shoulder with his song playing. It was amazing.
I'm glad you thought it was amazing because I found it so amusing to myself that
hilarious.
I was walking in with that blaring. What an entrance.
It was great. I was so confused.
I played
so
it in the taxi.
Confused. Oh my God.
The taxi driver probably didn't appreciate it as much as you did.
Probably not.
But anyway, so we eventually went home. What time do you reckon I left?
I have no idea.
I think it was, I was in bed by like 10. How's this, Rachel? You'll appreciate what? This. My roommate ended up going over to some girl's place.
Oh.
And I was left on my own.
Oh.
And I think, about 10 o'clock is when I decided to call it a night.
Yeah.
I had a half a beer in my hand, and I decided to take the boombox to my bedroom as it was blaring music, playing this.
What on earth?
Blasting the fine young cattle.
At least you can remember getting to bed.
A bit of this action.
Oh, my God. I love this song.
So loud.
That's hilarious.
It felt later than it was, but... That's how I ended the night.
Yeah, well done.
Blasting the fine young cannibals. I think I woke to it playing. I was like, when you just like, turn it off. What am I doing? What is going on? So that was our day yesterday.
Yeah.
It got a little bit out of hand, but that's sometimes what happens when you celebrate midweek, which is normally not the thing to do, but you make exceptions, don't you?
Yeah, I won't be doing this ever again.
You say that. Ah, good times.
Oh, God.
Did we get in trouble for that?
We did.
Yeah, that's right. We did too, didn't we?
Did get in lots of trouble for that.
But look who's come in the studio to say farewell, our mate Grant Ravelli. Great to see you, mate.
Yeah, it's good to see you, mate. Sad that you're leaving.
Yeah, well, sometimes just... change happens.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, going down to Sydney, and that's why I'm doing it. I just feel like I need a bit of a change, and my family are down there, so it just makes that kind of transition doable. If I didn't have family there, you can be sure I wouldn't be going just down to Sydney on a whim.
No.
That would be not an option, really. No. But, yeah, it is. So, yeah, that's what I'm deciding to do.
Well,
yeah.
With Grant being a special guest on our show so many times, I thought it'd only be fitting to have him in one last time to say farewell to
him. Yeah, farewell, mate. It's a bit of the pressure's off this time when I'm in here. Normally I'm going, oh.
What do you mean? I'm going to take the pressure off you. Yeah. You're still going to have the pressure.
You had a pretty good year with the footy tipping last year. It depends.
Coming from you, maybe.
You've lost your number one tipper.
You were going for Manly.
It's my last day, mate. It's supposed to be nice to me. Tease me.
Normally you just pace the person when they're leaving. That's what happens.
John was actually a strong follower of all of your tips. I would always stray, but he would always follow them except for Sea Eagles. And
yeah,
things
which
would
was
change
my
then.
Downfall in a big way. But... No, look, I appreciate you coming in, mate. We do appreciate, all your coming in throughout the year to give us your tips. It's always, honestly, one of the highlights of the week having Grant in for a chat.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You might not know that, but that's definitely the case.
Oh, I appreciate it. I was actually driving in here thinking, geez, when people leave, you talk about highlights or...
There's nothing with me.
I was just thinking our highlights together were giving it to Rach about the Titans. about tipping the Titans all the time.
And I still love the thought of that.
My new co-host requirement has to be a Titans fan.
You'll never get a co-host.
No, I know.
You just know that if that's the condition. mate, look, thank you for coming in. And it's been a lot of fun. And I'll still take your tips if I can get them.
Oh, they'll be on the podcast.
Any chance you might
be on the podcast and be live.
Yeah.
Any chance you might start tipping Manly in this coming year?
Yeah.
Looking better?
So, yeah, definitely. With Dez back, I think it's a great move.
You know it.
Oh, God.
Dez is back.
He'll be at the games. Look at him go. He'll be there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll tell you how it is from down in Sydney. What about the Titans? Are they going to have a good year?
They've actually got some good signings.
Woohoo!
Tyrone Peachey.
You can come back, Grant.
Yeah.
Come back.
All right, Grant. Thanks very much, mate. All the best, mate.
Thanks, Jono. All the best down there, mate. Good luck.